Welcome to Create Wealth Through Franchising Podcast and Kim Daly TV. I am your host, Kim Daly. I want to educate, motivate, and inspire your business ownership journey by interviewing CEOs, leaders, sales coaches, and exceptional franchisees to learn their valuable insights and strategies that we can apply to our own business ownership dreams. Now, on to the show. Welcome back to Kim Daly TV and Create Wealth Through Franchising Podcast. I am your host, Kim Daly, and my special guest with us here today. I mean, he needs no introduction on this show because I think this is his third time. There aren't too many daily triples. Rick Mayo, welcome back to the studio of Kim Daly TV.
Thanks, Kim. It's an honor. And a daily triple sounds like something I would win on like The Price is Right, just as a side note. So. You've won the daily triple. Congratulations. It's better than a daily double. I'll give you that. I love it.
Oh, we're going to have some fun today. So I invited the man who I believe is the greatest fitness mind in the business of fitness and coach on the planet, Rick Mayo, the founder of Alloy Personal Training, to join us to talk about fitness for entrepreneurs. So, fitness for entrepreneurs. This is going to embody like what it actually means to be fit and how being fit in your body helps your mind when you're a business owner. There's so many different ways this conversation could go. So, Rick, I'm going to open it up to you and say, what does fitness for entrepreneurs, when you hear that expression, what does that mean to you and how does that help us as business owners?
Yeah, I think, you know, anyone listening that is pursuing or thinking about entrepreneurship, a candidate that you may have that you're speaking with, Kim, or just any entrepreneurs that listen to you for just general business advice, or even franchisees, because even though they're a part of a franchise system, they are entrepreneurs by default. There is a certain skill set that comes along with being a successful entrepreneur. And one of those is just the ability to, at times, be uncomfortable and do things that you may not like to do, but they're absolutely necessary to move your business forward. And it's interesting how many parallels there are in that in fitness, because as you know, and I'm sure everyone listening knows, you know, you don't go to the gym as an example on day one and go home and be like, wow, look at all these results, right? You are paying the piper, so to speak, or doing work, and you are practicing delayed gratification. And business has a lot of parallels there. So I think through the lens of what can it do for you mentally and your lens on hard work, it means that you can make hard decisions. You can do things that you don't always like to do, knowing that there is an outcome, a desired outcome, but you're going to have to practice delayed gratification to get there. And I think there is a lot of practices in business that are very similar, right? Day-to-day habits. Now, once you can get your mind around that and you can actually start showing up to do the thing, I don't think there's anyone listening who would disagree with someone who is fit and healthy is going to show up better in every area of their life. You know, like if you look at you, Kim, you're an entrepreneur, you're a mom, you're a friend, you're a consultant. You do all of these. You have different roles in different people's lives, right? In your life. And I think if you're fit and you certainly practice this, you will show up as a better person in every single one of those areas of life. And one of those is going to be entrepreneur. People may listen and think, an entrepreneur, I'm busy, I don't have time. You know, like entrepreneurship is difficult, so I'm putting all of my energy into my business. But if you can just carve out a small amount of time to take care of your body, which by the way, also takes care of your mind, you will be wildly more productive, you will have more energy, and you will show up better in every one of those areas of your life, including entrepreneurship, as a much better suited individual to be in that seat than you would if you were not fit.
Don't click off because you think we're going to get all judgy and preachy on you right now. Like, this is so important. And I attribute, it's so funny we're having this conversation because I attribute so much of my success in business to my success in the gym. For all the things that Rick just said, like he'll say delayed gratification, I would say it like when you go to the gym and you lift weights, you're like taking steps forward sort of in faith. Like they've told me this is the right thing to do and eventually I'm gonna have lean tone muscles, right? But you don't get to see that. There's a delayed gratification. So you have to go consistently working on the faith that the outcome will come to you. And like just the whole idea of like even going to the gym implies you have a goal for your body. You want to be a better person. And so just the idea that you want to own a business means you have a goal for your life. You want a different outcome than the ordinary, you know, job gave you. So the parallels are perfect. Okay. So let's just sort of start at the beginning. If there's somebody out there listening who's like, I know I need to go to the gym. Don't preach to me. I don't know where to start. Okay. Now, wait. And I want to say this, like, this isn't going to be a commercial or an infomercial for Alloy. It may sound like that at times here, but that's because both of us train in semi-private groups, but it works. But more like, Rick, in terms of like, okay, establishing the routine. Like somebody asked me, how do you go to the gym 5 to 6 times a week? And I said, well, it's in my schedule. Like, cause they were like, don't you get so busy sometimes? You run 2 businesses, you're a mom, you have kid. I'm like, yes. But just like I schedule meetings in my business, I literally schedule my calendar. I schedule my workouts into my calendar. So, and I don't give myself the liberty to be like, oh, that's not important. It is important. If I want to show up good for everybody, I got to put in the time that helps me feel like the best me. So to you, Rick, the question is, if I'm a beginner, I don't have a routine, how do I get motivated to start the routine?
Well, and listen, I'm not trying to wordsmith these answers, but you really don't get motivated before the work. That's the confusing part. Is it's really just about, you know, designing some habits that you can consistently do. As a personal training brand, one of the things that we do is we have appointments for people to come in, which means we are expecting you. There's a face there that you know. If you don't show up, they're going to call you and say, Kim, where were you? Sometimes, you know, if I'm really honest, that may be the most important thing that we do for people is getting them to just show up consistently. So have a mechanism for that first. Have a friend group, a walking group, hire a trainer if you can afford that. Whatever it is that you can do, create some type of accountability for yourself that is reasonable. Meaning don't say, I'm going to go from 0 to 100 and I'm not going to do Kim Daly's routine if I've never exercised, but I am going to make it to the gym 2 to 3 days a week and I'm going to start walking and just lay out something that's very digestible that works for your schedule so that you can create some positive momentum. You can then look back at a month of this activity, you've now built the self-efficacy that tells yourself, I am a person that can do blank. And that may be just that walk every day for 30 minutes. Once you can do that, then you can say, okay, well, I could then add this, right? And then you change the paradigm of the way you think. Now you think of yourself as a person that does blank. I'm a person that consistently shows up to exercise and I do it for myself. Okay, that person can also make a better choice at lunch today, right? It's slow. It's slow and plotting this sort of journey and trying to rip the Band-Aid off, so to speak, and change all your habits at once is typically a recipe for disaster. So I would say to start to that person that's not motivated, pick something that you enjoy as much as possible when it comes to exercise. Try to find some accountability, whether it be a friend group or a trainer or somebody to make an appointment with, someone that's waiting on you to show up. And then just start slow and prove to yourself that you're the type of person that can show up for yourself consistently and then start stacking other positive habits, which become much easier once the flywheel begins, right? And so that's where I would start. And we've been in business for 32 years and that's the way we've always approached it. And it's worked out really well for people. And so that's exactly where I would start.
Hey, Daily Coach fans, if you're loving this episode, please do me a quick favor and leave me a 5-star rating and a short review. Your feedback fuels my growth and rankings and shows others that this podcast is valuable. Now, back to the show. We could do a whole episode just on that answer. So like, here I am smiling ear to ear because I'm like, okay. So when you decide you want to go to the gym, like the smartest thing to do is to first pay somebody to teach you how to be effective in the gym. The same reason that you're going to buy a franchise to own a business because you don't know what you're doing and you need some accountability and you need some coaching and mentorship is the same reason you pay a trainer. Even if you can't afford a trainer long term, you could afford a trainer for a few sessions actions to get you going on the right path so that the time you're putting in is effective. Because as a gym rat for the better part of my life, trust me, in the gym, Rick, we see it all, right? And you're like, you're watching people and you're like, oh my God, like that exercise went out in 1990.
Right. Yeah. And we're not trying to look, we're like, if you're just showing up, good for you. And I think maybe that would be the next question is to say like, okay, well, I'm going to invest my time like from philosophically at the highest level, not getting in the weeds. What would be the best investment of my time from an exercise standpoint? I think that's really important because if you are an entrepreneur and you're busy, you have a limited amount of time. So what do I really need to do? You know, should I do cardio? I'm just using basic terms. Should I do weight training? Should I stretch? Should I do yoga? Should I just walk? I mean, I would say, first of all, find something that you enjoy. But if you said, okay, I'm going to dedicate, let's just say 3 hours a week to exercise, what should that consist of? So I would then point you guys towards the foremost anti-aging doctor in the world. His name's Dr. Peter Attia. He's got a great podcast. He has a new book out, which I'd recommend for everyone listening. It's called Outlive, just like it sounds. And again, imagine him testing every mechanism, combination of medicines and hormones and exercises to say, what's the most bang for our buck? Certainly as we get 40 and over, right? And here's the formula at the end of the day. For strength first, because you do lose a little muscle mass as you get older. That's your engine. That's your mitigating back pain, all the things that we have in our sitting-centric society. So strength training first. So if you could just get to some type of strength training, could be dumbbells in your home, could be a gym, could be an appointment with a trainer, whatever that, friends, whatever that may be, try to do that twice a week minimally. Ideally three, two's enough, three's great. How about that? And then next, it's like, okay, well, what else? It's like, well, just try to move more. If you look at these blue zones all over the world, they don't do HIIT training per se, right, which is high-intensity cardio training, which is like going to a boot camp class. We don't do that. They just move around a lot. They have a good friend group. They walk everywhere. They garden. You know, they just keep their body moving. And I think we underestimate just what, you know, that just sort of low-level consistent movement. So just get out and walk, and it could be at a casual pace. And this is where you can get out with your dogs, you know, get out with some friends or something like that. So try to walk as much as you can. I mean, eventually, if you could get up to, say, 3 hours a week of walking, that's a lot for a beginner, but eventually that would be great. And then maybe one, and that would be, if you're looking at effort levels and you have a one is hardly any effort and a five is so much effort, you couldn't do it for more than, say, 2 minutes at your level. That walking level would be at like a two effort level, what they call zone two. So that means you're maybe mildly winded at times, but you feel like you could do it all day if you had to, right? That's where you would spend most of your time, surprisingly. And then maybe one day a week, get your heart rate up really high. And that kind of pushes that threshold of your high heart rate, which is called your VO2 max. That's a predictor of health as well and longevity. So maybe one day a week, do some interval type of training, right? Fast and slow. A bicycle is a great mechanism for that because it doesn't make you sore. So that's it. Strength first. Try to move more at a low pace, which is not that difficult. It's pretty palatable, honestly. Like it doesn't hurt or not. It's fun if you have friends, right? And then one day a week, get your heart rate up really high, which is not really fun, but we're talking about 15 minutes tops, right, of just some type of interval training. That's the formula. So if you're going to invest time, you should start in that order: strength, low level, high heart rate. If you just do that, you're going to do really, really well. It's not as complicated as people make it out to be. It's really not.
And at the end of the day, what is this going to do for you as a business owner?
Yeah. I mean, look, it's, again, there's a self-efficacy of proving to yourself that you can do hard things. Entrepreneurship is not for wimps. We've said that. It's a self-help journey disguised as a business. So is fitness, right? There's so many parallels there where you have to pull up your bootstraps. You know, I mean, a franchise is like having a trainer or a plan of attack. It's a proven method to get you from point A to point B, but you still have to, you know, it's the bicycle, if you will, but you still have to get on there and pedal that thing, right? You still have to do that work. Very similar, for, you know, franchise versus fitness parallels. So I would say if you can build that self-efficacy and you can show up for yourself, it will give you self-confidence that will definitely bleed over into your entrepreneurial journey. It will show you that you can do hard things, whether they're physical or mental, because I would say that fitness is kind of both at times, right? You got to get out of the bed and get rolling, that type of idea. And then ultimately, look, it's not lost on us. Like chemically, you're a different person. Your brain cells work better. You fire faster. You make better decisions. Your stress levels are down. You're maybe able to come off of some of your medications at some point if you get healthy enough. That those typically have some side effects that maybe aren't always the best for energy or mental clarity. And so there's just a cascading effect if you could start to lean into this health and fitness. And it's a relatively new concept. If you think about academia, even up to, say, 15 years ago, you know, you got these tweed jacket wearing, you know, snooty scientists that are, that would turn their nose up at anything athletic or fit. But as it turns out, now some of the most popular talking figures in the health and wellness space are professors at Stanford or doctors, right? And so now that's sort of gone, you know, by the wayside. So if you don't pay attention to a lot of those things, it doesn't take much research to start to realize, wow, you know, being fit can really help my brain, can make me think better, faster, make better decisions. Again, just show up to every aspect of my life as a better, stronger individual.
Yeah. I'm going to tell a quick story. Those who follow me, you may know this story, but this is a totally true story of what happened in my life. And I'm going to equate it to fitness. So in 1 year, this was my 9th year in business. I did 3.5 times more revenue than I had ever done in the first 8 years of being in my franchise. So from 2010 to 2011, something changed dramatically for me to do 3.5 times more revenue. What changed? Number one, I set a really big goal for myself. Like, just like it would be if you're listening to this and you don't work out and you're like, this is a really big goal, Kim Daly, you're asking me to do. Okay, I'm not asking you to do anything I haven't done. Set the goal, make it scare you. Like, I have a thing over here that says, you know, if your goals don't scare you, they're not big enough, right? It's got to be scary because that's what's going to motivate you, right? To get going. Okay, so here's the fun fact of the whole thing. So I set one clear goal. I had to learn a new skill. If you're joining the gym, you got to learn a new skill. The discipline of going to the gym. If that's the first skill you learn, Rick said, like, that's the thing, just get moving, right? Then we can refine what you do from there. That's what happened to me. The first year that I did 3.5 times more revenue and made history in my franchise, I had no skill to manage that. It was just massive, imperfect action. Okay, so when you look at that first year, I was only 80% effective at the goal that I set for myself. So 80% effective made me a history maker in my franchise. And oh, by the way, I did 3.5 times more revenue. So perfection was never the goal. So when you fall off the diet and you're like, well, I've screwed it up now. No, perfection is not the goal. It's the consistency, right? It's not going to the gym once and having like these arms, you know? It's like going to the gym consistently, right? It's not one workout or one exercise. It's the consistency. It's the daily habit. That's what successful people have. They have successful habits. So one more thing to add to this. So then I've spent the last 13 years mastering the art of what I did that first year because I had no skill to maintain that, sustain it, grow it. Now I do. Now, because I've invested the time to really learn, like hiring the trainer, I invested the time to really figure out what had I actually done by taking all this massive imperfect action? How could I build something that was sustainable and I could replicate it and grow it from there? And that's what I've done for the last 13 years. So I'm not done growing. Just like going to the gym, it's never going to stop. Like once you get on this trajectory, you know, you're just going to keep, you get the skill, but you can keep getting better. You know, you keep getting stronger. You and eventually, like people say to me, like, how do you get motivated to go to the gym? And I think it doesn't require motivation. It's just part of my life, right? Like you, like you, Rick, right? So based on all of that, like, yeah, like, anything to add to that? Like, do you see how, why I was so excited when you were like, fitness for entrepreneurs, let's talk about that. I'm like, yes.
No, I think you're 100% right. I think, and I'm glad that you mentioned the aesthetics, like, hey, look at this arm. I think for whatever reason, maybe it was bodybuilding from the 70s, which there's still a bit of a hangover from that at times, that we think of fitness as all aesthetics. Like I'm working out to have, and I'm air quoting for those of you guys just listening, like six pack abs, right? That is not the most important reason for me even, and I stay in pretty good aesthetic condition. That's not my main motivation for exercise. It's not. If I don't exercise regularly, my stress levels go up. I mean, we're growing a fast growing franchise. I'm an entrepreneur, just like your listeners are trying to become or are already. And so I need my mind to be sharp. I need my energy to be good. I need to show up for myself so that I feel like I'm investing in myself so that I can be a better individual in all those different areas of my life as well. That's the main reason to exercise. And you know, I always tease with my friends because I'm in my 50s now. And I will say, you know, you're getting older when you're not just working out like for the reasons that you did as like a teenager. I know you have teenage boys. It's like you train, you work out for sports. And if you're hetero, you're trying to pick up girls, whatever those things are. I get it, right? But at some point you shift gears and you're like, if I don't exercise, I'm just not the best version of myself, period. And that's what I would love your listeners to hear is fitness isn't always about six-pack abs and sexy bodies. I mean, it can be. I mean, look, if you look good, like our brand promise is looking good, feeling great, and living life to the fullest. And I would argue that if you look good, you probably feel great. And what is looking good? It's a relative term. If I'm 300 pounds and I get to 250, am I looking good to me? 100%. I feel great. That means I feel great. And that means I'm going to show up in every area of my life better. But I would love people just to hear that it's not always about what fitness maybe was in the past, even to the people listening. It's not always about aesthetics. It's really not. It's about showing up as the best version of yourself, especially as it applies to entrepreneurship.
Hey, Daily Coach fans, if you're ready to begin your own journey to find the perfect franchise, please email me right now at inquire@kimdaly.tv. My services are totally free for you. That's inquire@kimdaly.tv. Now, back to the show. So good. Like, I love the term functionally fit. And I think that that's like what you're saying, right? Like, it's like you don't have to want to look like, you know, Rachel McClish. I'll throw out an 80s word. Remember Rachel McClish?
Wow, that is a throwback. I'm probably the only one on this call who's like, yes, I remember her. 100%.
I love Rachel McClish's body, right? I had that book. The like cover.
She's awesome. Yeah.
She's beautiful.
I had it too for totally different reasons. But yeah, I also like her.
So, you don't have to want to achieve that. I mean, look, when I broke my leg at 48 years old, maybe that was the first time in my life I literally saw the importance of being in shape before I broke my leg and having the good habits, because that's what got me in the gym 6-7 days after I broke my leg and got me back to 100-110% when the doctor was like, we don't see people your age, not to be a Debbie Downer, but we don't see people your age fully recovering from this kind of an injury. And I mean, I was like, you don't know me, so whatever. And I'm 100, if not 110%, and the 10% better is I'm stronger for it, you know, because right. I went through the grind of the nerve damage and literally having to like move my leg like it was paralyzed, like up to the legs, the hip sled, and like mentally overcoming myself when it was so defeating from where I used to be and looking people run on the treadmill and like crying because I'm like, am I ever going to be able to do that again to the point where I can run on a treadmill again, you know? So functional, right. Being but able to just move your body and recover.
Well, that's so parallel to entrepreneurship because it's never, you know, you've seen the graphic where it's like success and your start point, it's a straight line. And then it says what that's the perceived trajectory. Right. And then the actual trajectory is the squiggly up and down line.
Right.
So, you know, from point A, you get to point B, but there's going to be peaks and valleys. And so again, using fitness as a sort of a parallel, like being able to do that would also like some, for some people, Kim, that may just be just starting because they're in poor health and they haven't right. exercised and it's a huge mountain for them to climb. If they can do that though, that is a really good parallel to entrepreneurship because you are going to have peaks and valleys in your entrepreneurial journey, 100%. Your ability to see your failures as learning opportunities and try not to repeat them, not as indictments of who you are as a person or as an entrepreneur forever, is probably going to be one of the biggest predictors of your success. Same thing in fitness. You're going to have setbacks. Like you said, you can hit 80%. If you can show up 80% of the time to a relatively healthy diet and exercise, you're going to be fine. And that's probably more feasible long-term anyway. Same thing in entrepreneurship. It's not all roses and you know, sunshine. It's just not. And that's not to scare people off of it. It's just to steel you against the idea that like, listen, you have to be a relatively, you know, resilient person to be a successful entrepreneur. Same thing to show up to the gym every day. So I know I feel like we're sort of beating this dead horse, but at the same time, man, there are so many parallels that we could talk about in probably every area of entrepreneurship and fitness. It really is astounding how closely related those two things are as far as like behaviors.
Yeah. I think for those listeners out there who want more information, you should certainly follow Rick on his podcast. Like I listen to it every single week and I think you can
I'm
learn
so sorry.
A lot. Go ahead.
I'm so sorry you do that.
No, I love it. I love it. I love it every week. And I also think that if you're listening to this and, you know, and you're about to step foot into like starting a business, like we don't want, I don't want you to be overwhelmed. Like, oh my God, now I got to do this. Like this, that's not the point. The point
No.
is that I think when you say yes to showing up to one part of your life, the reality is you're going to start showing up in bigger ways to all parts of your life. And whether that starts in fitness and then all of a sudden you have the desire to be a business owner, or you become a business owner and then you're like, you know what? I want to look better, feel better, show up better. You're going to join the gym too. I think, you know, again, it's like a chicken and the egg. Which one comes first? It doesn't really matter. In the end, you're probably going to end up doing it all. I mean, the vast majority of people that I know that are really successful in business are also fit, healthy people.
You have to operate at the highest level. Even people that, again, it's not about aesthetics. You might look at them and think, well, they're not that healthy, but maybe they're jogging every morning. Or most people that are highly successful have a relatively strict routine. And part of that routine is some type of physical activity. It has to be to perform at the highest level, or you're just playing from a handicap. You know, you really are if you can't do it. So, yeah, I mean, it's again, I can't say enough about fitness and what it will do for your life overall. And I'm more enamored in the anti-aging and, you know, living lifespan and health span. And, you know, we use a term called play span, which is how long of your life can you do the things that you truly enjoy doing, whether it's golfing or walking or bowling, I don't know, whatever you like to do, right? It's like that becomes more and more important to us, to me personally, to us as a brand, as we evolve than the six pack abs. So if you think fitness is for lunkheads or meatheads or, you know, gym folks, it's not, you guys. It is not. It has evolved. If you haven't looked at it in a while, get back into a place that knows what they're doing. You will be thankful that you did that for yourself.
I love it. Rick, what's the name of your podcast if people want to follow you?
Yeah, it's pretty on the nose. It's called Alloy Personal Training Business. And we discuss everything from entrepreneurship to, we talk a lot of alloy stuff, but a lot of it is the fitness side as well, right? Like similar conversations to this, like what can fitness do for you as an entrepreneur? Because I'm finally in my favorite vehicle ever, Kim, you know, going into franchising 5 years ago or so. It's like I teach entrepreneurship at a local college. I'm really passionate about that. Fitness is a lifelong pursuit. Now they're in one vehicle. So anything that can tie those two things together, that's probably what you're going to hear on the podcast.
So good. This is my friend Rick Mayo. Thank you for being my guest today for the Daily Triple here on Kim Daily TV.
Kim, it was my pleasure, and I'm so happy to be the winner of the Daily Triple.
You are the winner, only next to Jason Olsen. You might stand shoulder to shoulder with Jason. He might be even eking you out by one extra episode.
I am proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with him. I really am.
Appreciate you having me on. And he's a fitness guy too, right? But he's like he's like a mountain biking, he's an animal. He's an outdoor animal. Yep.
That's right. Yeah, good for him. He can have it. But I'm happy to be upright, breathing, and feeling pretty good. So. good for him.
The last thing I want to say is, you know, look, if you're striving to be a successful business owner, you're, like Rick said in the beginning, this is a, I don't know how you worded it, but like it's a personal development journey disguised as business ownership. What were your words, Rick?
Yeah, no, it's a self-help journey disguised as a business, essentially. Yeah. That's what entrepreneurship is. So if you like to grow, learn, stretch yourself, be uncomfortable at times, I would argue that that's the key to happiness is, you know, we are wired as human beings to overcome problems. That's how we build things. That's why we build new smartphones and, you know, AI, love it or not. I mean, we build things because we like to overcome problems. That's how we're wired. So if you can get your head around that and learn to be a lifelong learner, you will love entrepreneurship.
Yeah. And you will learn to love fitness, because that's when I read all my books, audibling, while I'm my 10,000 steps, thanks to my buddy Rick Mayo here. So
100%. Exactly the same. Exactly the same.
I love it. God bless you. Thank you so much for being my guest. For those who are inspired to begin your journey into franchise ownership and fitness, you know that I want to be your daily coach. Please follow the email on the screen right now or reach directly out to inquire@kimdaily.tv. That's inquire@kimdaily.tv. And until next time, my name is Kim Daly, and I want to be your daily coach. You can find more content just like this on my YouTube channel at kimdaly.tv. And if you're inspired to take the next step to explore franchises matched to you, please email me right now at inquire@kimdaly.tv. That's inquire@kimdaly.tv.